I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're two peas in a podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, April 9th, 2018.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, a lot of people are talking about Humboldt, Saskatchewan, this bus accident Friday night. The team was going from one, I guess going to a game, and then I guess the truck hit them. And you know, I've seen the numbers, but you know, it's a changing situation. It's just a tremendous loss of life. I was watching the American news last night, and you know, they were talking about it as well. And it's just a sad time, I guess. You know, you know, especially for the parents, you hear them. You know, you hear their stories and what they must be going through.
It's I don't think we could even imagine, begin to imagine. It's unfathomable. You know, it was one of my greatest fears, of course, when Simone went on her trip to Banff, was these accidents that sometimes happen with buses.
School bus,
and with the school buses. And if you recall, actually, when she was on her trip, there was a huge accident on the highway that their school bus just missed.
Oh, really?
By stopping for an unplanned bathroom break. Had they not stopped, they quite possibly would have been in that huge accident as well. So, you know, as a parent, I mean, they've lost half their team. There was one parent I've heard that's lost all three of her sons.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, it looks like the communities are really coming together, and everyone's really coming together, and hopefully, you know, they'll all come together to hopefully get through this and get over it. But.
You know, I saw some of the vigil last night on television. It was around, I guess, 6 o'clock our time, and whatever time that is in Saskatchewan. And the Prime Minister was there, of course, and the whole community was there. And I thought, you had religious people talking and the sort talking about just how important it was to come together and just, you know, grieve together. And I think the country has done that. One of the great stories I heard on Twitter was someone was headed somewhere for a flight, and they made the announcement, of course, that is there anyone that wants to give up their seat, because we have some parents from Saskatchewan who wanted to go to see their kids. And even before the announcement was done, there was like a huge lineup. These people ready to give up their seats. So, you know, in times of tragedy, we can see, you know, the humanity of people.
Well, you know, that's something that I've noticed Canadians are really good at doing, is coming together at times of tragedy and adversity. So, you know, I'm hopeful, and I know that these people will get through this together within their community and further to that. I think it's brought, I mean, obviously even more than the country together.
Yeah.
But it's just devastating. Devastating. And, you know, of course the numbers aren't complete. It's 14 originally, it's 15 now.
Just the people, the people injured, I mean,
yeah.
That's a larger number, right?
Exactly.
So. Yeah, it, I did see a lot of it on the American news last night, and you know, I remember when you know, the whatever school shooting it was recently, you know, people were saying, you know, thoughts and prayers aren't enough. But I remember one clergyman in Humboldt last night said, you know, these thoughts and prayers are important. They are comforting, and
they are. They have to be.
Yeah, so they are useful in that regard. And that's why I get it was a little offensive when people said, well, the thoughts and prayers are, and, you know, that's a completely other issue, you know, gun control, of course.
It is. Right.
But, I mean, you know, when you're dealing with something tragic, something traumatic, people's sympathies, people's thoughts and prayers, for that matter, are useful.
They are useful, and, I mean, in this case, it's not you know, so far that we know of. It's not one of which, it wasn't like a school shooting. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was an accident. It was on the road. And it's one of those, like, one in a million freak accident type things from what we understand so far.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think thoughts and prayers are necessary at these times. But this is exactly what prayers are meant for. Prayers that these people can stay strong during this and, you know, and our thoughts are genuinely with them. I mean, mine are anyway.
Yeah. Organ donation, that's another thing that's come out of this. I guess one of the players had just signed their organ donor card. And
right,
so,
weeks before the incident.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, there's at least more than one life
will
benefit from that, right?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm an organ donor. I can't remember. I should check that out because, that is my intent to be a donor.
I just sent my stuff in, so I think I should be a donor.
Yeah. I mean, this is something that
I really... Reminds you to do those things,
right? Yeah. And I just remembered as well, I have an uncle who received a heart transplant some years ago.
Right.
So this is something that I'm keenly aware of. And right. That's one thing I'm going to do later today is check out that I am up to date, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. That's something we should all do, actually. You and I, when I say we, don't drive. So we don't, you know, we don't do that thing on our license ever. I don't know how many other
it's,
years.
Yeah,
it
5 years.
Five
I guess.
Years.
Well, it's a funny thing you mentioned that because I went in, my BC ID, because that's what I carry.
Right.
And I'm assuming you have one as well.
I do.
Yeah, it expired, you know, 2 years ago. And
mm-hmm.
So I haven't had reason to renew it because I thought it was going to cost another $50. And, you know, the number of times that I've had to whip that thing out because someone's asked has been very few.
Oh.
You know, the less than, you know, you can count on a hand. So I didn't bother renewing it for 2 years. So then I went to the post office to pick up something,
right.
And he asked for some ID.
Of course.
So I said, well, this has expired, and so he had a look at it, and then he said, well, this is a lot more expired than it should be. But I have another, I carry another piece of ID, my Nexus card, so he used that.
Okay.
But, you know, that's an American ID. That's not a Canadian ID, right? And if you want to be a stickler,
okay.
you can say, no, I'm not going to take that. But then again, I don't carry my passport, so, you know. But anyway...
Who does? I know some people do. But
oh, yeah, I see that all the time at bars and things like that.
No, that's a lot of liability for me. God, no.
So,
I don't like having it.
Yeah.
Travel,
but you have to carry it, yeah. So
yeah,
So I went and had that. I went to the live lined up there at the, but they don't call it a DMV. What do they call it here in Canada?
The driver services.
Yeah. So I went and lined up, and then, you know, you can hear people's stories, you know, why they're there. You know, an immigrant trying to change their license from wherever they're from to BC, getting the kids getting their road test, people with driving prohibitions trying to get the renewed, you know, and pay their fines.
Mm-hmm.
So it's every effing sob story there, right? And so I'm there, and I say, well, I'd like to renew this. So I'm talking to the lady, and it turns out to renew the BC ID, it's not $50, it's only $15.
Oh,
so,
lovely.
So I don't know why I didn't do it earlier.
Look at you. Now, you feel stupid.
Well, see, you know, that's the other thing, too, is I asked this on Twitter, and then some guy on Twitter said, hey, you should just get a health services card. That's free.
Right, yeah. And now, so, yeah. And
that's,
I've been trying to figure that out
for a couple of years. That's a photo ID. It's the same thing, except it's a different color. But you stand and you get your picture for that there, and then they'll mail it to you later. That's free. So I said to the lady, I said, is a health services card the same thing? And she said, no, it's not. And she said, do you have one? I said, no, I've never had one. I have my care card, you know, one of those old care cards.
Right.
You know, it looks like a credit card from like the 90s. And she said, no,
yeah.
You better change that. So she got me the health services card as well. So now I've got two pieces of ID.
Oh, well, fancy.
That'll last me, you know, and it only cost $15. One was free, so...
It'll last you like 100 years. You'll never have to get ID.
Well, no, for 5 years, because then the post office is not going to take it.
But I mean, that's right.
He's going to say, you know, it was a year out. No, it was more than a year out. And he says, no, it's too long. So,
wow. He's a stickler.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, it's still you. It still looks like you.
Well, see, that's the other thing. So the Nexus card expired. I've had that for 5 years. And they sent me a new one. Well, you still have to apply for it, right?
Same picture?
Yeah, same picture. Well, I could have, you know, changed in 5 years.
Exactly. Right? I always wonder how they, I mean, you know, even like with those 10-year passports, you know, like Simone's going to be of age soon.
Yeah.
For our adult passport. So what if the first passport I got her as an adult was a 10-year passport?
Well, I mean, you know, she's not going to change that much, will she?
In 10 years from a teenager?
Yeah, I guess so, size-wise, because I guess you're
yeah.
Well, no, actually, on the driver's license or the BCID or the thing, they have your measurements on there. But
she'll have a whole new...
well, your hair color, definitely, things
teeth,
like that.
Like
yeah.
Teeth
sure.
Do the same,
yeah, yeah.
You know, so, I don't know.
Well, you just lose your passport and then get a new one.
You know. Well, hopefully not. I don't have to pay for that.
Yeah, they cost a bit. They're in there like $150 for...
Yeah, man. Those are expensive.
Yeah. Well, get an enhanced... you can get an enhanced BCID. Did you know that?
I did know that.
And then that you can use across the border.
Yes. Well, and that's why I've been kind of hesitating to pull the trigger a bit, because I want to... I am eventually going to get my driver's license, so I don't want to spend all this money on... these other sources of ID.
Well, just get the health service. The thing about the health services thing, you've got to wait in that lineup for like 2 hours. Not 2 hours, but
well,
you know.
Well, you got to wait.
It was a good 45 minutes when I got in there.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And then I was waiting, you know, sitting around. And that's why I heard all these stories from people, you know, just not talking to anybody, just overhearing, you know.
Of course, why would, you know, no, I wouldn't talk to anybody. God, no.
So, but
except
yeah.
Just want to eavesdrop.
Yeah. The other story that's in the news this week is the Sedin twins, Henrik and Daniel, retired, announced their retirement, and then they played their last two games this week. I guess the big game was Thursday night. And,
yeah, if I can recall correctly, I think it was.
Yeah, and so that went into overtime, and then
pretty big deal.
And then one of them scored, and then I guess the last game was Saturday night in Edmonton, which they lost, which. But they got wonderful tributes across the board. I mean, I saw this on Twitter and social media this week about just how great these guys were. It's just not as a hockey fan. I mean, you can just tell that they're, you know, they're decent people, can't you?
Yeah, they seem pretty cool. You know, as you know, I'm not like the biggest hockey fan, but who doesn't know the Sedins and, you know, what they've brought to the city? I had a friend, actually, an interesting story when I think about it now. She relates the Sedins to basically getting started in her within the union movement.
Mm-hmm.
She's a director. She's a director now with the BC Federation of Labor.
Mm-hmm.
And she started teaching Swedish when the Sedins came to Vancouver how many years ago? 20 years ago?
Yeah, 99. So, yeah, 19
yeah.
years ago.
19 years ago. So when they came to Vancouver and started playing, she said it was suddenly an increase in people wanting to learn Swedish. So she got into teaching and then became active in the union within the school she was teaching at. And that progressed to her now having a career within the union. And she attributes that all to the Sedins. So I thought that was really interesting. But yeah, I think they brought a new, flavor to Vancouver. I think, you know, it was an exciting time for the fans.
Yeah, we forget. 2011 was the big year that they nearly made it. The Sedin, you know, the Stanley Cup. The Sedins were integral
right.
to that.
Right.
So
they did a lot. They kind of you know, changed the game for the Canucks a bit.
And it's just to think on a different level, the sort of philanthropy and charity work that they've done.
Yeah, I was gonna say they, you know, did a lot of work with BC Children's Hospital,
Canuck Place.
Like, oh my gosh, yeah. I think that, you know, if they're remembered for anything, you know, I think that should be first and foremost.
Yeah, a lot of money that they each donated
They did.
And they've chosen
and
to.
Time.
Yeah, yeah. And they've
and
chosen to live here as well in their retirement, which I think is kind of neat.
Which is, yeah, no, that's cool. They're not, you know, they're keeping the money local.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, because we always talk about nostalgia with ourselves and growing up and the sort. I mean, they're not much older than we are.
No,
I'm 36, and you're younger.
It's crazy to think.
And they're not much older, yeah, than 36. I mean, they're what, 37, 38, something like that.
I don't even know. I should look it up.
Yeah,
I really should. But it's like, yeah, to think they've lived a full career within our lifetime.
Yeah. Well, it's a different sort of career, I guess, than the work we do, right?
It is. We're, you know,
a lot more physical than, you know.
Regular peasant work. And yeah, they're only 37.
So there you go, yeah.
So they're young. I wonder what they plan to do with the rest of their lives, really.
Well, you remember the I forget the guy's name now, James. He died recently with the BC Lions. He's an ex Lions. He was like 70 when he died.
Oh,
or was
okay.
He younger than that? I think he was younger than that.
I think he was younger than that.
Yeah. He was from the United States, I believe, and then he after retirement at the CFL decided to live here, and then I think he worked as a salesman at a car dealership or a furniture store.
I know exactly who you're talking about. I just can't.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, the people get into sales, I guess. People, you know, real estate is a big thing, especially for, like, ex-media people. Have you noticed that?
Oh, right. Yeah, real estate, definitely. I was thinking, like, you know, what's his... Oh, darn.
Well, Trevor Linden went back to work for the Canucks, so...
That's right.
I don't know. Will they do coaching or something?
If they'll do the same kind of... yeah. I don't... That could be a career path for them, no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mentoring of sort.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure the options are endless for them. I'm sure they could just sit back and hang out for a while. They've got time to think about it.
Let's say you had to retire at 37, 38. What would you do?
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't even know where to start. Not that I, like, don't have anything to do. I'd have to think very strategically first about what I'd want to do. Definitely go on vacation.
Yeah.
Is this retiring, like, is this with money? Or is this current state?
Yeah, that's the thing, too, eh? You got to think about that because, people don't retire with pensions. I mean, people have pensions, but most of them, you know, pensioners can't really, you know, live on what they get, right?
Well, we're young. From what they get now, and, you know, the running joke, my grandparents, like, they always joke and tell me that there's not going to be any
CPP
money
or anything
us.
Like that, yeah.
They think it's funny. I don't think it's funny.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of relying on that money. Like, what did you people do with our money?
Well,
I got a, you know, provincial pension plan, which I heard has just gone up a little bit, so, you know, I'm excited for that. I only have to work apparently an extra year to get my full pension and bridging benefit. That's exciting for some people. Right now, I don't really get it, but I'm sure one day I'm going to be really happy about that.
But, I mean, what would you do with your time? Like, let's say you didn't have to worry about dough.
If I didn't have to worry about money, I would definitely, I'd try and spend some time, you know, like volunteering with maybe kids or something.
Yeah.
And I would definitely want to do some, like, trying, if I could, some advocacy work, if I could, and travel. And while traveling, do some learning. Like, I definitely, like, feel like I'd want to continue learning and continue working with people in some capacity.
Yeah, I just don't see myself, you know, sitting around doing nothing. As much
no.
as that is enjoyable.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, like,
I mean,
on a weekend.
Some of that.
On a weekend,
yeah.
It's great. But, I mean, I don't see myself doing that 7 days a week.
No, not full time. But, I mean, there would definitely be a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
But it's just, I think what it is, the nicest part is just being able to do whatever you want.
Exactly.
With your time, when you want to.
Yeah.
That's what we're lacking right now. You know. There'd be lots to do, though. I'm definitely sure of that.
Well,
there's so many places to go. But, you know, we got...
We got a long way to go before that, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know about you, but I got 21 years.
Oh, you're actually counting this down?
I absolutely am. Mm-hmm. And 21 more working years.
Well, there you go.
I don't know if it's in me, but...
you know, but, you know, the funny thing is it'll go by in a whiz. You know, it'll just go, you know, just whiz by.
Well, that's what they say. I mean, it seems like, if you think about it, really, I've been at my job already for 8 years.
Uh-huh.
So that's already, almost half 21 years, right?
Yeah.
So it feels like that went by quickly, so...
And did you know? And did you know that this is the 70th episode of this? This is, I guess, our third year of doing this.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. So that's whizzed
by. How quickly that's gone by?
There you go. And we're at number 70 today.
Jesus. Well, we got some time to plan for the 100th episode.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
This is exciting.
Well, I'll talk to you next week then.
Yes, we will chat next week.
For number 71.
The 71, yes. That's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, April 9th, 2018 in Vancouver.
I'm Joseph Planta.
Sorry, I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back next week.